supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, this pandemic has brought so much pain and so much suffering to so many people. Is there any kind of healing that can come in the wake of it?
You know, Mike, and I think of that Sufi saying when you ask that question that goes, when the heart weeps for what it's lost, the soul rejoices for what it's found. And in the wisdom of that Sufi, it's in that order. First, we weep. Mike, and we have lost so much this year. I mean, I'm not just talking about finances and employment and freedom. We've just lost our whole sense of relationships and what it means to be who we are. We've lost our delusion of invincibility. I mean, there's an awful lot we've lost. So there's a lot of mourning that needs to take place. And we need to say goodbye to all the things that we've lost. And the soul rejoices for what it's found. And there is a lot to rejoice in. First, we're approaching a semblance of freedom. And I want everybody I know and love, and strangers, friends and enemies, to know how precious this thing is. This sunshine, the ability to walk outside with a friend, the ability to have a meal, break bread with somebody you care about. And most important to me is the ability to hug someone you love. So yeah, there's a lot to be gained, but please don't take this thing for granted like we did a year ago before this all happened.
So with all the suffering, this time has brought a greater appreciation perhaps for what we have and for what matters.
Yeah, you know, Mike, and I've been doing this my whole life. It's every time my body, my health takes me closer to death, I appreciate life just so very much. And 40 years ago, after my accident, when I became a quadriplegic, as you know, I made a conscious choice to live or to die, and I chose life. And I wish everybody would choose life and not simply live it.
It seems, though, that holding on to those lessons is hard. So when a semblance or when a sense of normalcy returns, all of those things that we vowed to remember and all the gratitude we were going to feel, it seems to evaporate with time.
It's hard having a mind, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, that's what we do. It's like a New Year's resolution, you know? But I don't know. We, you know, just try to remember, you know, where we've been. Don't ever let that go. Don't ever turn your back on where we've been, because that's so instructive.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.